All right, we're back on a little daily show. Today's Sunday, Saturday, right?
It is Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day tomorrow.
I know that. No, that's okay. I made arrangements.
Yeah.
I got my ass covered. You cover your ass?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? My mom kind of lives far away.
I got it covered.
But yeah. So before we get too much into it, I want to do like a couple of shout outs that I just had yesterday. I actually shouted these out on the main show too, which we recorded last night. But since that isn't going up till Tuesday or Monday, if you're a patron, then I wanted to shout them out sooner just so we got everything covered. So I definitely, in the mail yesterday, we got a very, very nice letter from Sway, who also sent us a very generous cash donation.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that. I actually read the letter on the show, so.
Right. That was on the main show, or was that on
That was on the main show, yeah.
Okay, it's going to be on the main show.
So it's going to be on the big main show. Because like I said, I like to shout people out like on a daily basis, but I know everybody doesn't watch the daily ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like random viewers. So I do want to make sure like everybody gets shouted out. Like,
yeah, we're getting more patrons. We're getting people sending us money, and you know, I like money. Yeah. I like money. You guys haven't seen Idiocracy, man. You got to see Idiocracy.
Like I said,
you can't get it on.
Everybody's seen Idiocracy, I think.
You can't get it on Blu-ray. You can only get it on DVD. There won't be a Blu-ray release.
Maybe because it's not. Because isn't Blu-ray? I didn't actually know this, but isn't Blu-ray one particular company only? Like, isn't it Sony or?
I don't know. You can't get remember. True Lies on Blu-ray either.
Because there's some, yeah, because there's some
if
movie companies that don't, like, you know what I mean? Because they try to do like HD disc and Blu-ray, and it's like a
competition. That doesn't have anything to do with why they don't do it for True Lies. They came out and said they won't do True Lies because they thought it had a stereotypical portrayal of fucking Islamic terrorists. So they won't put it out.
Although they release other movies that have that, so I don't it's know just why that
it's
one would
it's
be
because the, it's
problem.
Them. It's the particular guys that was Cameron. Wasn't it James Cameron?
I don't remember.
I think it was. Yeah, it's just
I haven't seen it in a long
the
time.
The particular guy who directed it and who's behind it, he doesn't want it out there, you know. And I think that I don't know if any companies want to touch. You can get Office Spaces.
Office Space
on Blu-ray, but for some reason you can't get Idiocracy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what company put Idiocracy out, actually.
Yeah, well, they don't like you making fun of dumb people. Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think they liked the idea of fucking de-evolution and like backwards eugenics, you know, how people can breed themselves to be dumber. They didn't like that, evidently.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it just might be the company that owns it. I don't necessarily want there to be like a conspiracy behind everything.
No, there's
like
always a conspiracy. There's always a meeting. Yes.
But like I said, so I was trying to do another shout out before you went off on one of your tirades.
It's not a tirade. It's a tangent.
I'm trying to like get, okay, you say tomato, I say tomato. Whatever. I say tirade, you say tangent. No, I wanted to do another shout out that I got a PayPal donation yesterday from a fan named Basil and his wife Jocelyn, and they wanted to give a shout out to Jocelyn's mom, or Basil's mother-in-law, named Nancy Swan, who was just recovering from surgery, and she listens to the show, like they all listen to the show together, and she's a big fan, and they thought that she would get a big kick out of getting shouted out on the show. So get well, Nancy Swan. We also shouted you out on the main show, but that doesn't come out for a few days. So I wanted to make sure like I didn't like there wasn't too much lag
take
time in between
pain.
The two things.
Miss Swan, take some of that pain medication.
The pain medication,
take the pain
quote unquote.
Take some of that pain medication.
Well, you know, they give you some good
I don't know, what is she recovering from?
Cancer.
Cancer. Okay, yeah, pain medication. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Work. So what else do we have on the agenda today?
Yeah.
What else do we have on the agenda today?
You just said cancer, and I was thinking my mom recovered from cancer.
She did indeed.
My mom lost a kidney. Her entire kidney was the size of a dam. The doctor said it was, you know, he picked up one of those handy wipe bottles. You know how they're like that big around?
Yeah.
And he says, your kidney's that size, it's all cancer. It's just a big fucking rock of cancer.
Yikes.
And that was a long time ago. They cut that out.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago, 11 years ago, something like that.
I was waiting in the damn operating room for her to come out. And the doctor was like, he was like that. When you see a doctor do this, you're like, oh, shit. And he's like,
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
I got it out of there. I don't think, you know, I think she's going to be all right. We just have to see. I mean, all it takes is just one little cell to fall back in there.
Well, yeah. Because
the kind she had, you couldn't use chemo on it. You know, one little cell can get in there and it can start back up. And we're just gonna have to see. And I was just like, all right, thanks, doctor. It's been a long time now. Just, what was it, a couple months back. She said that I had my last cancer checkup. It's not coming back. It would have come back by now.
Yeah, you'd think. Because like I said, that was at least 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that was before you and me. I mean, we knew each other then, but that was before you and me started going out.
Yeah.
So that's got to be like 10 years ago now.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit more.
Because I remember I was still working in Daytona at the time because I was calling you and you were telling me about it.
Based on what the doctor, you know, when you see a doctor come out there and go, well, you know.
I know, that's really something you don't ever want to...
I know.
See, just a doctor making that gesture.
Yeah.
When he comes into your room, it's like not good for morale.
Yeah, he didn't inspire me too much, man. So I was like, okay, the way I interpreted it is that he's telling me that he bought her some time, but she's gonna die.
Right.
That's how I
But that's not how it worked.
That's not how it worked out though. She didn't die.
I have to say, though, that it's like that, just you doing that doctor gesture reminded me of, like, what the hell, I can't remember what commercial it was for. It was for one of those wireless companies, like, you know, Just Okay is Not Okay, or whatever that, I don't remember what company that is.
Yeah.
But they used to show this commercial, and we used to see it, like, in the theater, like, before some of the movies sometimes. And it's like the doctor would come in, and he'd be like, hey, I got reinstated, or whatever. And, like, he just, like, walks into this person's room, and they're like, do you know what you're doing? He's like, yeah, kind of, we'll figure it out together.
Yeah, right,
It was like, for some reason, that always really made me laugh, even though it's like really fucking horrifying to think about. But I don't know. I have a dark sense of humor, I guess. But that always kind of made me laugh, that commercial, if you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so do you have anything else you want to say? I know this is like kind of short.
No.
Because we recorded the show. We recorded the show last night.
Yeah.
Another long one. I think it ended up being 2 hours and 48 minutes or something
like that. It was a pretty good show. I was kind of trashed that last one quarter of it.
But you did all right, though.
I did all right.
I think you were still coherent.
Yeah, I was just holding on.
I mean, you kind of...
I was holding on.
He's holding on to the chair. He's holding on to the legs.
Yeah.
You started yelling a little bit, but not like... not in like a ranty, like, you know, crazy uncle at Thanksgiving type of way, but kind of like just you didn't realize how loud your voice was type of way. Just kind of like that. You were still like coherent, though. Because I only had one, and it was strong, but I, you know, over the course of the 3 hours we were recording, I drank it over the course of 3 hours. So
part of the beauty of the show is fucking watching Tom trying to hold on.
That might be why, like, there's a large percentage of people that are tuning in just to see if you'll
lose it.
If you start jumping around like a monkey or something, like at the end, like jumping up and down in the chair. Like fucking Tom Cruise
I've seen some comments in the past, man, Tom, he talks too much. Let's just hear the case. Well, shit, if you just heard the case, you could just fucking read that shit off of Wikipedia.
Yeah, we've said that
there's
before.
There's got to be some kind of fucking interaction with the fucking case.
Yeah, I mean, I like to talk about the case, and sometimes I get annoyed if we get, like, too far off, because I'm like, wow, I really
want to talk about the case. Because
sometimes I'm kind of getting tired, and I'm just like, I really want to finish this so I can go to bed. Yeah. But, you know what I mean?
And sometimes I'm starting to wind up towards the end. Alcohol acts as kind of like a fucking stimulant to me, you know what I mean? My mind starts going down these crazy paths, so I start asking questions.
You went way off on a tangent about UFOs last night.
Did I?
Well, because we were talking
I remember.
Talking about polygraph tests, and then for some reason you went off on the Travis Walton thing, and
I don't remember how long it was.
It seemed like a long time, like when I was going, because I'm sitting there going...
It's only a few seconds.
No, it wasn't a few seconds. It was like 10 or 15 minutes, I think.
I was just trying to point out that... okay, fuck it.
He was demonstrating the reason why you should or shouldn't take polygraph tests.
No, seriously. That's not what I was saying. That's not what I meant. I don't know what I said, but what I meant was sometimes that polygraph fucks my mind up. Okay.
Yeah.
Because... I know they're extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
I suspect that they're coming here because military pilots are fucking seeing, and they're showing the videos now of things that they're seeing. And I've never seen any kind of propulsion like that. And it's not an error. You know what I mean? So something's coming here. I don't think that we're making that kind of stuff. Although there's a show. I got an idea for a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get to it in a sec. let me take over. Let me get the microphone.
Well,
let me
stay. Okay, you want me no, to just leave?
No, I'm just fucking around. But what I was trying to say was is that even though I believe in extraterrestrials, there's got to be things on other planets, or there wouldn't be a universe. You know what I mean? We'd live in the biblical universe with the fucking Earth in the center and just in a ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, big glass
sitting
sphere
on fucking paddles on pedestals and shit. Yeah. But I just can't believe that Travis Walton story.
Yeah.
But they passed polygraph tests. And that makes me think that you can beat polygraph tests, or people can fuck up giving you a polygraph test to where you'll pass it when you shouldn't have.
Or...
And you didn't want to accept that.
No, I said because there's
She's
another...
She's calling me an idiot when I was saying that.
I didn't.
What's that I felt? It's all about feelings. You hurt my feelings. But no, I just...
No, what I was saying was that there is another possibility in that the person actually does think that they're telling the truth because they misinterpreted what they saw, or they dreamed it and forgot that they dreamed it and it didn't really happen, or something like that.
Too many dudes are involved with the Travis
Walton
case.
I'm just saying that's another possibility. I'm not saying that happened in their case. I'm just saying that's another possibility. Like, the person might actually genuinely believe that they're telling the truth, and so they might pass a polygraph test because they're not stressed out about it.
The only way I think they could have passed that polygraph test is if they did see a fucking UFO, and Travis Walton was injured in it, and was returned later. And he just believed what... He just believed he saw what he claims to have seen.
Yeah, because he's the guy that thought that he got caught, he got taken up on the thing, and there was like all they were working on him and stuff. And I don't buy that.
I don't buy that part. I just don't buy that part of it. And the description of inside the ship, maybe he wasn't in there, but I don't think he ever regained consciousness. If they had the technology to bring a dude back to life, they'd have the technology to keep a dude under.
Yeah, or make him like forget what happened.
Make him forget anything.
You'd think.
Maybe he just invented that memory.
Yeah, because that can't happen. I mean, memories can't get implanted. Like I said, that's why maybe some people that can pass polygraph tests and they have these like crazy stories, maybe it doesn't necessarily mean that they're lying. It just means that they've become so convinced that that memory really happened that they genuinely think that they're telling the truth, which would make them pass a polygraph.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I think maybe if that whole case was true, in other words, you know what I mean? Which I think it is. I think it is a true case. Like, you know, the cops were involved and they gave him a polygraph test and that they all were there and that they passed the polygraph, which that it seems to be true. That has, you know, some witnesses who said they were there. The cops said that they saw him out there, you know what I mean? And that they took the polygraph. So it must have happened. But I think what happened was is they were out there and out there fucking around at night doing their job, coming back from logging. And they saw a UFO, and Travis ran out there and he got killed by it somehow. They said it looked like a lightning bolt or something came down out of it, like an arc, and blew him up into the air like a grenade went off.
Yeah.
And then they ran. And they went back. He was gone. And then he got returned later. So I guess it killed him, and they somehow fixed him and then returned him.
I don't think aliens
watched. Must have killed him by accident.
You broke it.
Yeah. But this whole thing about biological entities and then him fucking manning up and trying to fight them, and you know, it sounds very unlikely.
Well, like I said, he
sounds
very
like a
well
dream.
He very well might have been injured in You're whatever right. weird shit happened, and then he just like imagined that.
Yeah,
or dreamed it, and then he thought it really that's what really happened.
Right, because I believe it'd be a lot more likely that his body was taken inside and that he was repaired using some technology, and then the people that did it were actually living machines. I don't believe they were biological. You know what I mean? I think it was a droid. Big droid ship. Some kind of probe ship. A living droid ship. This biological entity shit, traveling through space, it's unlikely. The more I know about it, you know, the more I think it's unlikely.
Yeah.
Because I don't think biological... I think biological life forms are only a stepping stone towards living machines.
Yeah.
That's what I, in terms of evolution. Just like out of that damn Steven Spielberg movie, AI.
Yeah.
You know? The AI creatures saw mankind as kind of like their prototype. They, you know what I mean? Because they owed their creation to them. But they were their own beings, you know, and they were machine-based.
That was Steven Spielberg and Stanley Kubrick, wasn't it?
I think so. It was.
That was a weird combo, if ever there was.
I remember it being a pretty good movie, but nobody liked it.
I saw it in the theater. I liked it, but it's a little schizo.
Yeah, it had some weird shit in there, you know what I mean?
Which should not be surprising, considering the two people involved.
The story centered around a little kid for some mysterious, or a robot that looks like a little kid.
Yeah.
And I just don't really think that was really the way to go with the story. I guess they were trying to humanize the robots a lot.
Yeah.
But it was a movie from another era where you had to humanize them more. You know what I mean? It had been better to have the story, you know, centered around something else. You
know? I'd have to see it again. Like I said, I remember seeing it in the theater and liking it, but thinking some parts of it were a little, like, weird. Like, it didn't know, like, what tone it wanted to settle on. Like I said, which is not surprising considering... I mean, Steven Spielberg and Stanley Kubrick are two very different directors. And it's funny because when I saw it, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what, like when I heard those two guys were making a movie together, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought would happen. Like all this would, I liked it, but it was just like a strange experience. But I'd have to see it again because it's been many years.
The Pentagon is coming out. They have videos of what these pilots have been seeing recently. And the Pentagon said it's quite frequent. That's a stunning statement.
Yeah, there's aliens everywhere.
They said it's quite frequent. Man, I said, damn, you know.
And
what
us.
They're showing is not something that you would, is not something you would associate with a craft that had biological creatures in it. Like one of them was just a damn cube with a sphere in it. And it was clear. You know what I mean? That doesn't sound like a spaceship.
Well, like you said, it's probably just drones. Why the hell would they bother like coming here?
Or maybe, or if they come here, that's them.
Yeah.
That is them. That machine, you know. And the other thing is that something flying across the surface of the water, they get a lock on it, and it's moving at Mach speed. Like it was, I think it might have been Mach 2.5, I think they said, which is the speed of an air-to-air missile. But it doesn't have any exhaust plume coming out of the back of it, and you know what I mean? Like a rocket.
Yeah.
And it's small. It's very small, like the size of this missile. So how many creatures are you going to be able to stuff in that thing? And it was cooking. I mean, it was booking.
Unless the aliens are like little bitty, like little Smurf size.
I think it's just unlikely. I think it's more likely that they're machine-based intelligence.
Yeah, well, it would make sense, like I said, since we're kind of heading in that direction. Yeah. And you would think that if there was like an alien civilization that was that far ahead of us, then they would have gone that way like a long time
ago. Right, why would they want biological bodies that age and die and grow old?
We're lame.
You could download your consciousness into a machine or into an internet and live forever in a heaven-like state and then take control of probes to do things like travel through space. You could, once the probe gets there, you can transfer your consciousness into the probe and be the probe for a while.
Yeah.
Be the probe. Instead of, which is like, well, we would call it remote control, but even better than remote control. You know what I mean? You're the probe.
Yeah.
You got your own senses and your own, and some of the shit that the French gendarmerie saw, you know, in the Upan series of sightings, big triangles that were sending down, look like a laser beam with a ball that would go down into the water and come back up like it was measuring something, and then would just move along and do. Why would a? That's just not something a biological entity would, I think, be doing.
Yeah,
it was like robotic type behavior. No telling what it was doing. Just, you know what I mean? You can't grasp it. But the whole police station saw it. You know, and they were going all over the city, measuring the damn church steeples and shit. With a damn ball.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's like, huh, what's that about?
Yeah, I mean... And it would take off and then move. Just totally ignoring everybody.
Well, like I said, it would be like us like hovering over an anthill, probably. Yeah. It's like that's about how they probably see us.
Evidently not no interest in any people. More interested in the water and more interested in damn church steeple. It's just weird. It just sounds like something a robot would do. Or a living machine.
True.
That its priorities would be very different than say like, you know, some happy go lucky gray alien with big old eyes. You know what I mean?
Wanting to stick something up your butt.
Yeah, putting an anal probe and shit. Man, I'm making a whole fucking show about...
Did we do a show about Travis Walton? We did, didn't we? I feel like we probably did.
I think maybe we did. I remember what my idea of the show was. Some of these craft that got recorded that the Air Force has on these cameras kind of reminds me of a phenomenon that I just heard about. But I can't even find videos of it. They had a guy... who has taken a damn Olympic bar weight. You know how, like, I have, and they have the weights on the end of them that rotate? Well, he had one of those Olympic bars, but it only had the damn rotating weight on one side of it. Then he takes, like, a 90-pound weight and puts it on the end of that, and then uses an electric drill with a special, like, rubber wheel that he had attached to it, spin that weight up to a real high RPM. Looks like it was going maybe, like, 100 miles an hour, all right? And then once that weight was spinning, he picked that bar up like it was nothing, just with one hand.
Oh, I remember you telling me.
And he's a little old man.
I remember you telling me
that. These rotating weights somehow, because the inertia in there, or the gyroscopic forces, allow you to move a heavy object with very little energy.
Yeah, I remember you.
I would like to make a show about this effect. Who figured this up? Who figured this out? And is it useful? What can you do with it? Because I read some shit, this is back when I was a kid, that they were using ideas like that. They were trying to use it in aircraft to be kind of like mass reduction.
Yeah.
To make a craft less massive, or at least appear to be less massive as it's flying, because it's got rotating weights in it.
Right.
I want to know about the plausibility of that. And then, evidently, it is claimed that there's kind of an effort to actively suppress that idea of doing that, which might indicate some kind of a secret aircraft program.
Perhaps so.
Like, let's say you got a flying saucer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's round. Could you spin a big weight around it and make that flying saucer do something gyroscopic, like stand upright? And then with small jets, could you get that thing to fly around? What if you had one disc that was weighed a lot, massive, you know what I mean? Cast iron inside of there, spinning fast, maybe with a jet engine spinning it. And then below it, another one spinning the opposite direction. What happens then?
Yeah.
Does it balance each other out? Does it become weightless or seem to become weightless?
I don't know.
I'm going to put you on it.
Well, we'll have to wait a couple weeks to do that one. Okay. I've already got like.
You think that'd be a good show?
Well, maybe. I'd have to look into it. I don't really like know much about it, honestly. I remember you telling me something about it like years ago, but I don't really like know.
I saw a film, and it looked like it was taken from the 70s of an old man doing that with that weight.
Yeah, I think
I
remember.
And once it spinned, he was just moving it all around like it was nothing.
Yeah, you showed me that.
And he didn't. I showed it to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
And he didn't. That dude didn't weigh anything.
But
he
that was years ago. That was years ago. I don't really remember.
And I was like, look at that shit.
Yeah.
You never hear about that. It's some kind of gyroscopic force. And you would think someone would try to use that if they could.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I'd have to look into it because I don't really know, you know. I just remember you showing me something like that, but it was a long time ago. And I don't
how does the effect work in space? Like, would it work in space? Or does it have to be in a gravitational field? Do you have to be touching the ground? What happens if the guy jumps up in the air?
Yeah.
While it's happening?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you need to be standing on the ground to get leverage, to get the spin to work? Makes you want to get in there and try it.
You go do that.
Go make that shit. I'm making flying saucers in my own garage and shit.
You were talking about that like a few years ago, that you were going to build a flying saucer.
Yeah.
You never did it though.
No.
That was a couple years ago that you
I was going to build a flying saucer out of the little electric motors. Somebody else beat me to it though.
Yeah.
That doesn't
mean you couldn't still.
You know, the little drone?
Yeah.
The little drone things, you know what I mean? The guys that do it.
I mean, now that they have drones, I guess.
Thousands
kind
of little
redundant.
Propellers.
Yeah.
You know, it's all wireless. He's doing it with his damn tablet.
Because we were going to do that and see if we could get like people to report a UFO like in the neighborhood.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Because I also talked about riding it.
Yeah.
You know, being in it. But there's a guy in Germany doing it. He beat me to it. But
yeah,
the other
it.
One was is to buy a drone and decorate it like a UFO and put a bunch of LEDs on it and fly it around the neighborhood and wait and see if anybody reports it as a UFO.
Yeah, because that would be super fun.
Yeah.
Well, it was like we were going to do that or we were going to dress you up as Skunk Ape.
Yeah, I remember that
and
one
have,
too, yeah.
And have you wander around in the woods.
And have Jenny take pictures of me and dressed like a skunk ape.
And then I was going to sell them to like some cryptozoologist.
Yeah, though it wasn't going to be a hoax. It was going to be a joke. It was going to be It was going to be obvious.
I mean, we were going like, to tell people.
I wanted to test. We see what gave us that idea is because in the newspaper, somebody on a damn commercial train went through the dam. There's a train track around here somewhere. And reported a humanoid hairy a Bigfoot. Yeah. And that was in a newspaper.
Yeah.
It was a bear, though. I guarantee it was a bear.
Well, there's bears all over
bears
the place.
Bears all over the place, yeah.
There's all kind of creatures all over the place.
And it wasn't even in... It wasn't even in the woods. It's like in the suburbs.
Well, hey, Bigfoot wants to like come down and he's looking at some property, you know? He doesn't want to live out in the middle of nowhere anymore.
Right.
He's looking to like buy a nice little suburban home for him and his little Big Feet family.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. All right. You ready to wrap it up for Saturday? Yeah. All right. So you guys have the rest of your Saturday. Hope it's a good one and stay safe out there. We will talk to you again tomorrow.